Okay, world, it's your girl Malika X, and we are back with another week of Being Frank, the podcast, where you can be bold, honest, and unmistakable. As always, I have something special for y'all, so stay tuned and keep listening. If you have questions, you can always send them over to social@beingfrankmedia.com. That's social@beingfrankmedia.com. With that, let's kick off the show. So I'm excited to be back with a new series this week. We closed out Be The One last week. I hope you guys enjoyed that. It was really personal to me. And if you couldn't tell, it was really straight from the dome. Like, that was one take, all me. It's crazy because it was a moment of time where I couldn't really speak to any of those things. I couldn't say the word cancer. I couldn't talk about my story. And now I can share it. I can speak on it. I can put it on a platform like this podcast and let the rest of the world know exactly what I went through. And I do that because I know there's someone out there that can benefit in knowing my story. So I want to continue to do that. And I'm going to do that by changing up the format just a teensy bit. Hope you guys continue to like what I'm bringing you. The numbers continue to go up each and every week. Last week, I was like, oh, I'm happy to have 100 and plus unique listeners and visiting the site. Well, I looked after that. I was like, let me check the little analytics and look at what's going on with the podcast, because it's really not about that. Even if I only have one person listening, I'm happy, you know, making a difference in one person's life. And again, this just started for me. I just started doing this, but I looked at the data on the podcast and like how my listeners listen, and there are like 500 unique listeners listening to Being Frank, the podcast. I'm just ecstatic. I can't believe it. I'm just like, oh my God, 500 people listen. So I'm growing. Things are just kind of blowing up for me. 500 was a lot. I was like, oh shit, I made it. Like, I felt like I made it at 500 listeners. I just wasn't prepared for so many people to be checking in and checking me out, but I appreciate all the love, the support you guys give me each and every week. I'm going to continue to grind, like I always say, to bring you the dope content. And so I figure it's time to give you more of me. So I spoke to changing up the podcast format. And the only thing that's going to change is that you'll have me continuously unless I bring on a special guest. So that's all that's really changing. It's going to be me every week without a special guest. And at times I'm going to bring in a special guest. You'll have more of me. And you guys seem to like that when it's me. I noticed that I get good feedback. My shows are watched or listened to. I feel like people watch, but this is a podcast. It's like talk radio or some shit. So more people are listening and I'm getting more responses out of the ones and feedback, like really good feedback when I do them. And some of the technological issues, if I could get that word out of my mouth without messing it up, don't happen when it's just me. So I want to give you clean, good content every week. And I want to make sure as I continue to grow, I am able to do that. And so with that being said, I think it's necessary to explore this phase. And when we have a special guest come in, to really have the equipment and everything available set up so that I can deliver, if not flawlessly, but without all of the bumps that we've had along the way. But that's a part of learning. That's a part of growing. That's what I'm doing. It's just me. Like, I'm on Anchor, but now I'm noticing that people are listening not just on Anchor, but Apple Podcasts, Chromecast, lots of other ways, Google Home. Like, it's crazy. People are checking out the website. If you haven't checked out the website, please do. BeingFrankMedia.com. Check me out. So without further ado, I want to get into this new series. Thank you for joining me. This series, next 4 to 6 episodes, I consider like a series in my mind. I'm going to continue to speak to my story and bring you just the latest in what's happening with me and as I go through this life, right? My best friend, Alicia, she's been on the show, but we talk a lot about my survival story, and she is probably one of the few people that know the depths of like everything that I went through. She wasn't able to be here with me when I was going through everything. She's in Cleveland. I'm in Charleston. But like on those nights where I couldn't sleep, or on the mornings where I, you know, couldn't get out of bed, or those days where I was depressed, she knew about it. And at one point, she has this t-shirt line. She talked about that, but she had made me this t-shirt, and people give me a lot of stuff when I was in and out the hospital, a lot of meaningful things to just get me through. But I remember her making this shirt for me, and on the shirt, she had the words, "Save to say it." So I want to say that one more time. It said, "Saved to say it." So I'm going to dedicate this series to Alicia. And this series is going to be titled, "Saved to Say It." So you know my story. You know that I'm a survivor of many things. Let's just say that I'm a survivor of many things, not just cancer. But I was saved to say it. We talked last time in the entire series about being the one. Beyond that, I was saved to say it. So I want to continue to bring you content from that lens through this next series, and to talk to you just a little bit about, you know, my perspective as I am the one that has been saved to say it. I'm the one that's been given more time. So I'm going to be the one to give you this content from my perspective. That's what Being Frank is all about. So I want to be the one to give you the content on this platform on a regular basis, and bring in special guests when we want to hear from, you know, the experts out there, or when I have, like, I know somebody could speak to a topic way better than I can, because I'm not going to act like I'm the expert at everything. And those that can just give us a unique perspective. You know my crew. You met just about everybody through listening to the podcast. Not every single crew member, but we a family, so I started off with the family, but now I'm going to get into it with just myself and then bringing in special guests. So this series titled Save to Say It is going to be me, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to roll from there, and I'm going to bring you different bits each week, starting with, you know, just a recap of last week each time, and I just want to talk about what I share. I did say a little bit about it, but I just want to remind people that it's been a rough week. It's been a rough month for me, but it's been a rough week. And as we get into the first segment of, I'm going to call it the state of this imperfect union, I think that is like the best way to describe what we're going through right now in America. This is America, right? that video says so much, and it doesn't say a lot. Actually, you got to pay attention to a lot that's going on. But it's been a tough week. It's been a tough month for me. It's been some celebrations. But, you know, this spirit of suicide has been going around, and we lost two celebrities, I will say, but we lose people every day, especially in this LGBTQ community. Suicide rates are much higher in this community than any other community. And then in the Black males, we are killing ourselves, committing suicides at a much larger rate in our Black communities. And then we look at males alone, and they have a higher percentage of suicide. And this week we lost Anthony Bourdain, and we also lost Kate Spade to suicide. And like I said, a host of other people that will be nameless because they're not celebrities. They didn't survive, but we know their stories because they are celebrities. I am one person that that whole spirit of suicide, I've been talking about this with Randall, who was on the show, because we have just been, you know, maybe 1 degree of separation, I'll say it like that, 2 degrees of separation with other people, individuals that have committed suicide this year. I can count 5 people, and we've only gotten into the 6th month of this year that I've been 1 to 2 degrees of separation from, if you understand what that means. That means I know somebody that knew that person that killed themselves, or, you know, I knew that person directly. It's been a tough week, and I'm recapping the, you know, whole Be The One series and thinking about my survival story and how I'm dying to live. And some people are no longer have the will to live. And that is really rough. And I know there are so many people out there that are experiencing or going through. And I just say, reach out to friends, family, know that somebody care. There are people that can help. There are numbers, places to go. So if that is where you are in life, I just say, know that there are people like me who are dying to live. Like, that's my story. Like, every day I wake up and I'm just thanking God so that I can open my eyes again. So I don't know what you are going through. I don't know what that feels like. I just know that a lot of people, especially, I'm not going to say a lot of people, but there are greater numbers of people in the LGBTQ community that are going through and sometimes find themselves with those type of suicidal thoughts, which is unfortunate. But again, surround yourself, tell people you love them, reach out to people. I know in our circles, some of the strongest ones are the ones that's hurting the most. So reach out even to those friends. My friend did it for me. I just say, pass it on, pass it forward. Some other stuff, and this whole just week is crazy. On the topic of this imperfect union, I don't know if you saw, I think that was yesterday, the GT summit, or was that today? No, by the time you hear this, it's gonna be Sunday. But Friday, I believe it was the GT summit, and the fucking picture with 45 and the other world leaders, and how this dude is like just really just got the rest of the world looking at us kind of crazy right about now. If you are not a politic fan, I would say get involved, resist, know at least what's going on the surface level, because a lot of shit is changing, a lot of shit is happening. And if you don't know, there was a summit, and all the world leaders that in these, I believe it's 7 countries that agreed, these are our allies now that come together, and to do this work, to work out different things. And a 45, I will forever, she'll never name him on this show. But he just got there late, so fucking rude, and left early. I mean, doing all of this extra stuff with these tariffs and things, and backing out of things. Of course, our president, my president, Obama, set up that were great. But if you look at this picture, my whole point of saying this is like you could just tell what kind of conditions we're in right now with the rest of the world watching us in this GT Summit photo. It's a classic picture that I'm guaranteeing the rest of the world, and it will forever go down in history. Everybody's watching. The rest of the world is watching us right now. And unfortunately, we're not making a good name for ourselves, not even with our allies to the north and south. I mean, Canada's fucking mad at us. Mexico is mad at us. We got people at the border seeking asylum and being just separated from their children, and children are being detained and locked up. It's just fucked up, man. So if you think you're having a bad day out there, I challenge you to watch the news. I challenge you to watch the news and just get involved and resist, man, because 45 got shit fucked up around here. It's getting crazy. The more and more you learn, you realize, like, you know, everything, every decision, everything, you know, whether you feel like you aren't going to be directly affected by it, your legacy will be. And if you're in the LGBTQ community, or if you're a person of color, you will be directly affected by it. You know, whether it's the discrimination we have to face every day, or the shit that we're going to come across when these midterms and things start happening. So I just say, make sure you are aware that there is a midterm election coming up. And I challenge you to watch the news. Long story short, also, in this segment of our state of this imperfect union, the NFL decided that, you know, it wanted to make a rule for, you know, the 80% black workforce that it has that plays every Sunday. I feel like it's about 80%. Don't quote me on that number. But I know that the NFL is predominantly African-American black. And it decided to rule that, I don't even fucking care about the rule, actually. That's not why I'm talking about the NFL. But 45, again, made the news with the NFL. But they did make a rule, if you don't know. And he decided to retract his invitation to the Super Bowl champions. I'm a sports fan. I don't know if y'all know that. But I thought it was hilarious. But he decided to take away his invitation to the Philadelphia Eagles, who won the Super Bowl. You know, every year, if you win a championship, you usually are invited to the White House. He's such a fucking, like, I don't know, toddler, the way he acts and all of the shit he does, and like have these tantrums when people don't do things his way. But on a more positive note, when we think about the NFL, I'm glad I feel like the Philadelphia Eagles said something like, most of them was like, we ain't going to that shit anyway, since he was in the White House. And several other athletes, basketball players as well as football players, like, this isn't the first time where they're like, oh, we're not going to that shit. And he could take away his invitation. I'm pressed. Like, we're not pressed. But I don't know if y'all saw that Ciara and Russell, they bought, I know it's NFL, but it's also NBL, Major League Baseball. For some of my queer friends that don't do sports, I am going to be touching on sports because I am a sports fan. But they are like going into ownership, which is awesome, but even more awesome, her husband made her part owner of this Major League Baseball team. And I only saw a snippet. Check it out. But that's fucking bomb as fuck when your husband like, no, baby, we coming to the table. That's a partnership, whether it's man and man and woman, woman and woman. But when you could come to the table to say, you know, not only am I going to be part owner, but my spouse, my wife, my partner, also deserves to have ownership. And I mean, black folk, queer folk, we got to stop, you know, being somebody else's worker. We got to start owning our own shit, doing our own shit, being our own bosses. I mean, that shit was so dope. I just had to say that. That was like a little plug. NFL, NBL, same, but not the same. They about to venture off in a different sport. They going to be owners of a baseball team. I don't know if anybody saw that. But, child, I know everybody is waiting for me since I said something about sports to talk about. And I wish I had a dum-dum-dum-dum. The Cavs. Yes, we got swept. I know that. You can stop telling me y'all got swept. Yes, I'm still a LeBron fan. Yes, I am. Even if he leaves. But I doubt if he leaves Cleveland. No, I'm not happy for the Warriors. No, I'm not happy for their dynasty because they got three. No, I'm not happy for them in that aspect because they were playing against my team. But you could stop telling me that we got swept. I know we got swept. But, you know, we were in the finals and no one thought we could be in the finals. At the end of the day, we were there and your team wasn't. So, for all of those people that want to talk shit to me about the Cavs and the memes, please stop. That's still my team. You know I'm ride or die. Cleveland, till I D.I.E., 216, Browns, Indians, Cavs, all day. That's all I'm going to rep. Ohio State, when I, you know, rep football, college football. But I know we got swept. I just feel bad for the Cleveland fans, the city of Cleveland, because, you know, it's just, I kind of spoke on this last week a little bit, where the spirit in Cleveland, although we went all the way, we are always looked at as the underdog, the, you know, this city that never gets its just due, the people never gets its just due, and, it would have been nice to bring home another piece of hardware to show the rest of the world that Cleveland is a great place to live. It is a great city to visit. It is a championship town, like it is. And it gave birth to somebody like me. Shit, of course, I'm going to rep my team. But I just am tired of the memes. I know. We guess what? I know. And we still have LeBron. I know. But, you know, we ain't got no super team. We ain't got four LeBrons on one team. We don't got that. You know, some people got the privilege of putting together a good team. But, you know, enough about the Cavs, y'all. I get it. We lost. And I'm fine with that. Of course, I don't want to lose. But, shit, we lost. I'm good. We got there. And your team didn't. How about that? But the last piece I want to talk about in this segment on our imperfect union and just dealing with some things in the news and pop culture. Of course, Good Music has its albums being released. Pusha T started, Kanye. Then this week we got Kanye plus Kid Cudi, which he from Cleveland, repping Cleveland. I'm a fan of Cudi. I had a brain fart for a minute. And then next we get Teyana Taylor. But I just wanted to go back for a minute and talk about this Pusha T Drake beef because and I don't even want to talk about Ye. Everybody who know me know I love Ye. So the Ye album, we're not going to discuss. It speaks for itself. It speaks for where he is and where he's at. So, get out my mentions about Kanye, too. I feel like, you know, I've had enough. Just like with the Cavs, he keep coming back. But, hey, it's good music. At the end of the day, just like the self-titled, well, not the self-titled, but the name of the label, it's good music at the end of the day. But this Pusha T Drake beef, like, who y'all going with? At the end, I don't know. Did Drake lose? Did Pusha win? All I know is Daytona is fire. That whole diss record was fire. And honestly, I'm a Push. I like Drake, don't get me wrong, but I'm more of a Pusha fan when it comes to this. Only because, like, what Pusha is rapping about is shit that I can relate to, like, as, you know, a 80s baby. Like, at the end of the day, I relate more to Pusha and everything that he's spitting. Not everybody could speak that language. And I said that last week, like, you know, it's a few of us. It's not many of us. It's a special breed of people out there that can understand that type of hip hop. And I think he was on Breakfast Club, and Pusha was saying, Charlamagne said it was, I love the way he described it. It was adult, what do you say? Adult contemporary trap music. So I can relate to adult contemporary trap music. Like, I still love hip hop. I know people was like, when you get 40, you ain't gonna be listening to that rap music. You know how your mama then was like, shit, that music, turn that shit down. I can't understand it. But as we grow older, we grow with the music. That's our music. That's our culture. Let's, you know, call it adult contemporary trap music shit like Charlamagne did, because now we adults with the music. We know, are no longer teenagers listening to NWA or even DMX in the late 90s, early 2000s, when I was still riding hard with X, as you guys know. Rough Riders was like the shit. I mean, Eve, Dragon, that Swizz Beatz, man, Rough Riders was shit. X was the shit. But we gotta have our adult contemporary trap music. So with that, I'm going with Pusha, and just his whole vibe, drug lord, kingpin shit. Honestly, that's what I know. That's what I can relate to. He won. Drake, I'm waiting, cause I still like Drake music. Don't get me wrong. When that shit come on, I'm like, you know, that one song, I can't even think of it right now, but it's all the girls love it. Know every line. But I love Drake for just, you know, club music at the end of the day. That's where I'm at with that one. I know everybody out there like, have you listened to the new? Yes, I listened. I labbed the shit. I'm going with Pusha. That's where I'm at. I don't know where y'all at. Drake, still loving. But, you know, one of my friends, Mike, if you listening, we had this conversation back in maybe 2004 when Drake came out. Early 2000s when we was labbing Drake before that shit was even pressed on the CD. He had some music and we always said, you know, Drake, he all right. Don't take nothing away from him. He all right. He all right. He good. But, you know, when it comes to that adult contemporary trap music, I'm going to call it that from here on out. He, you know, I don't know if he could stand in that ring and go toe to toe. Not on no level like this. He got meat, but he ain't get Pusha. I just say that. But that is where I'm at with the music. So a little bit of news, a little bit of sports. The next segment I want to bring to the show, I want to title it, and I'm playing around, y'all. Bear with me. I want to call it Pride and Prejudice. If you know anything about Pride and Prejudice, and you already know I'm not talking about that type of shit, but I'm talking about us in the LGBTQIA, or I'm gonna sometimes forget to say that, so don't be like judging me and shit, because, you know, I had to think about the IA because I'm still learning the IA, LGBTQ+. And that's why I want to call it Pride and Prejudice. You know, the Pride is Pride Month, if you don't know. Actually, June, starting the whole month of June, is Pride. Although, if you know anything about Sweet Heat, you know Sweet Heat kind of get the prize season going. If you ever been down to Miami with the girls weekend, and then they have Sizzle for Memorial Day weekend, the kickoff pride, and then right there, boom, all of June throughout every city. I feel like every major city in the U.S. have some type of pride event. If you didn't know, check out the calendar, look at your city and do like, you know, Cleveland Pride or wherever you at, Charleston Pride, Charlotte Pride. And then they have Black Pride and then they have everybody else Pride, or, you know, some cities we say White Pride because it's colorism in this game where we go to Pride and it's only like 2 Black people there. And so we had to make a Black Pride. So, you know, with all of that shit, it still happened even within our community. It's crazy. But LGBTQ Pride and Prejudice segment, I like that. I just like the way that sounds. So I could always continue to speak to my people, even though I like to talk politics, I like to talk sports, I like to talk about, you know, my survival stories and all of that. But I don't want to lose my audience. And I know we are loyalists. You know, people in the LGBTQ community, we are loyalists. When we fucks with you, we fucks with you. So I already know, like, I got to stay true to mine and true to me. That's a part of being authentically me. And that's a part of being frank. That's, you know, our tagline. Like, how could I not? But I feel like this part is just one part to pay tribute, not just because it's Pride Month, because every day is Pride for me. Every time I step outside my door, you already know, just like I rep my teams, I rep my people, my Rainbow Coalition, me and my girl, we step out together, and people don't know I'm gay, but I'm sure they look at her and be like, oh yeah, she's gay, and I'm guessing this is her girlfriend. Oh, they must be gay. You know, we get that look all the time from people. But in this segment, I want to cover this week. If you haven't noticed, Netflix has brought back one of my favorite characters, Titus Andromedon on Unbreakable, Kimmy Schmidt. If I know I got some fans out there, if you're not familiar, get familiar and start binge watching Unbreakable, Kimmy Schmidt. And there's a character, Titus Andromedon, who is just, he is the, of course, the typical gay character. He's into singing and he wants to be a star, and he does all of these odds and end jobs. I won't spoil it for anybody, but he is one of my favorite characters, and I thought that was really on point with Netflix coming out with a new season of Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, right on time for the gays and the queer folk to just start binge watching and getting our life with Titus, because he is the show, child, to me. I mean, if you haven't watched it, watch it. I don't want to spoil it, but he is the show. He is the shit. And I just realized his name is really Titus in real life. I did not know that until I looked him up. I had to look him up just to do a little research. I was like, oh no, he is really Titus. Child, he is giving us all of the real Titus on Unbreakable in real life, I should say. In real life, he's giving us Titus. But that is on Netflix. The other thing in Pride and Prejudice I wanted to talk about, I don't know if everybody has seen this new Google ad, but with it being, child, I'm trying to eat some Sour Patch Kids and do the podcast, and that just don't work. I almost choke. Shit. But Google has a new ad out, and it's pretty dope. And I saw it, the first time I saw it, it was on Instagram. If you haven't seen it, I will go check it out. But it's pride.google. And their whole hashtag is this is family. And I am in love with this whole campaign. The ad, when you go to the website, it just really touches on some of the topics that I feel like are important about families coming in all shapes, sizes, and constructs. It's not, you know, going to be defined by our traditional norms anymore. And Google, with this huge ass platform, is giving us video, is giving us images, is giving us, you know, two moms with three kids, biracial, mixed, just blended families. It's pretty dope. And it just is time. I always talk to people. And one of the reasons why I started this podcast is because I felt like there is not enough representation in media, on radio, in film, all types of media. Let's just say media covers all aspects. Television, radio, movies, you know, not just your sitcoms. We do have a Titus on Netflix, but he is just a sidebar kind of character, caricature, I should say. He is not showing us, you know, images of our everyday gays. And that's the part I have a problem with. When we do finally make it to the big screen, we have all of these like stereotypical characters and roles on TV, or on your reality TV shows, or even in movies. It's always usually some type of stereotypical role. Usually, I'm not going to say every time. I guess on Empire, we do have Jussie Smollett's character. It's not so stereotypical in situations like that, where Lee Daniels is bringing us something different. But then on Star, you have Miss Lawrence, who is just a hairstylist. And, you know, not knocking my gays that do hair, because I know we out there. But it's other kinds of families, you know, even in my family, my gay family. We all come from different walks of life, different constructs. So I love what Google is doing with this ad. It is Pride Month, and Google has done us right in this ad, This is Family. So hashtag This is Family. It honors just our uniqueness as a community. And they have some images here of lesbians, because we're always usually counted out with the gays. Queer, transgender. I mean, it is just, the images are giving me life in their little ad. So I love it. If you haven't checked it out, please do. And they have given us some info about same-sex marriage and where it's legal. And although it's legal in all 50 states, you know, there are, I think, 38 states. Don't quote me on that, where they could still discriminate against us. And, you know, a pastor or somebody could be like, no, I'm still not marrying y'all. I don't give a fuck that it is the law. Yeah, that happens to people. If y'all didn't know, that actually happens. So that's a thing. So it gives you some information on this page, pride.google. I think it's pride.google.com or something like that. You know, Google got the domains on lock. But if you hashtag on any social media, hashtag this is family, I'm sure it'll come up. But it does tell you about not only same-sex marriage rights, but rights and how changing your gender. So if you're transitioning or want to transition, where it's legal, with countries, just information for folk. I mean, I'm in the community And it's some stuff that I'm learning just going through this website and looking at this information that I did not know. And how is it legal in certain countries? I knew in certain states they could still discriminate against us with the marriage thing. But just same-sex adoption rights, where it's illegal in 46 countries. And I know in certain states, they give us a hard time when it's time for us to, you know, go and adopt children. Like, these kids don't need a good home, you know. It's crazy. But just the discrimination piece, it just gives background information. And it's showing just how, you know, we are family too. We have families too. And how we have legal protection and things that we just don't know about in certain countries. How some people, unfortunately, don't have legal protection in certain countries around the world. At least we have that, as long as 45 don't take it from us. Because, you know, they working, child. They working behind the scenes nonstop to undo a lot of the laws and things that the Obama administration, and I ain't even gonna just say Obama, the administration put into place. So get involved, resist. I always tell people that, because the gays, we stand up for everybody. We are there when men get it, you know, Black Lives Matter, Women's March, we are there for everybody. But who's there for us when it's our issue on the ballot? So we just need to all be involved and be aware and just understand that we deserve everything that hetero cis people get. We deserve families too. We deserve same-sex marriage rights and not to be discriminated against, or the right to change our gender if we want to transition. It's just certain things that we deserve. And unfortunately, there are places in this country that continues to discriminate, although, you know, it's the law or we have protections, but people are just not there. They're still learning. So I think a part of this is to educate and have this platform. So the Google piece is, you know, not only am I speaking about it, but Google has created, and they are huge. I'm just me, you know, got a small following of people, but I definitely say go check it out. If you haven't, you know, Google got it right, I'm gonna say that. But Xfinity, I'm working on y'all. It's Pride Month, and this latest commercial, Lord, I do a lot of watching TV on Netflix, Hulu. I have Apple TV. Yes, we talked about me and my Apple products last month. I'm sorry, not last month, but last week. And I'm going to continue to talk about my Apple products because, you know, as I do, more and more of my people come over to the dark side. I just got my bestie, Walt. He's now official with the Apple product. He has the phone. We got to get him the Apple TV, the Apple Watch, the iPad. You know, I'm obsessed. So I just watch TV on Apple TV all the time. And, you know, when you watch a Netflix, Hulu, whatever, they play the exact same commercials, like on point. Every three commercials is the same commercial. You just saw the three commercials before or whatever. So Xfinity has a commercial out. And I don't know if it's for Pride, but it's definitely cultural appropriation. And I'm saying it. And everybody's like, cultural appropriation? Wait a minute. They ain't steal nothing from Black people. No, they stole it from the LGBTQ community, honey. When, I mean, it's not always just the culture or the Black culture, but there are certain things that the Black gays do. And I've said this, and I mean, we can argue, and some people will support me and argue you down, okay? It's certain things that come from the Black LGBTQ community. But Google got their ad right. Xfinity, not so much, girls. Y'all tried it. If you haven't seen this latest Xfinity commercial, YouTube it. It's about 15 seconds, and I want to play it. I don't know if I get in trouble for this, but nobody's listening to my podcast. and it's only like 15 seconds, but they use the word yes. And I know Soulja Boy, yes, bitch, yes. He done took it and just, you know, made it mainstream with all the hood niggas bumping. Yes, yes, yeah, bitch, yes. But honey, the gays been yes and giving you the snaps and the claps, baby. Yes, we, child, they been doing that. I can't even say we, because the boys, the girls, they've been doing that. And now to see this shit on an Xfinity commercial, I gag. I gag. So I want to play it. Let me see if I can play it.
Xfinity presents the Meme Steams.
Better streaming.
On my shows.
Yes.
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 Xfinity, show me Netflix.
I cannot take that commercial. Like, I just can't. Like, they just steal everything. And then the people in the commercial wasn't even black. It was like a white couple sitting on their couch with a cat. Like, we don't really do cats. Some black people do cats. Most people, we'll tell you, we dog people. All of us. Most of us are. No shade. And I'm not shaming cat people. But it was just so traditionally white in that whole scene. And they're talking about some yes, yeah. And then they not even doing it right. It's yes. Like, Xfinity, I appreciate you trying to, you know, just embrace the culture. But you failed miserably on that one. Yeah. You did not do that one right. You need to go to Google and talk to people at Google and see what they did. And, you know, talk to somebody on their team and get it right. Because everything about that was wrong. And I'm putting that in the cultural appropriation pile. I did not like it. I did not like it. The girls would be very upset. I'm sure that the way you did that, they would be very upset. And they, and you didn't even say it right. You didn't even say it right. Damn, at least get the word right. Yes, honey. But with Pride and Prejudice continuing, I'm gonna let that one go with Xfinity and their commercial. I could not believe that shit. I was like, wait a minute. And then I know the commercial coming back on. I'm like rewinding it on. Anyway, I let it go. It's over with. But This whole month, this Pride month, I am going to be locked in on two shows, making sure I'm not a TV person, but when I watch TV and I've had some time to watch TV, unfortunately, I've been home. Most people don't know this, but I've been home on sick leave. That's why I couldn't always get the episodes done the right way and make it sound all nice and pretty for everyone. But I've been going through, and I kind of said I've been going through some things, but I've been at home for a month on sick leave. Yeah, it was like that. It was something serious, but I'm getting better. I'm back to work. That's how you know I'm getting better. But I've had time to watch TV. So I've been in front of the TV a lot. So it's two shows that for our LGBTQ community, you better be up on these two fucking shows, because I cannot believe we are on TV in this manner. There's a series called Pose that's on FX. And then there is, which Pose is a like a little dramatic series, sitcom. I don't know if it's a sitcom. No, it's not a sitcom. I don't know. It's a dramatic series or something like that. I guess you would call it a drama. And it's another series that comes on called My House. It comes on Viceland. And both series... Well, My House, though, is actually a documentary. But both series are just kind of showing us the inside of the ballroom culture. And anybody that know me know I fucking want to go to a ball so bad. If you're not hip to ballroom culture, it is where the gays, I mean, they shut it down. You talking about carrying and walking, fashion, or I mean, just shit coming out of the ballroom scene that people have never seen before and done before. Like that whole death drop that Teyana Taylor kind of got famous for. What was that show? She was on like the BT. Damn, I done forgot the name of the damn show that used to come on BT. I feel like she did the death drop on that show. But it wasn't something Teyana Taylor created. That shit was in the ballroom scene long time ago. That's what the gays do. They walk, honey. They carry. It's five parts to it. They duck walk. They do a floor. They drop, give you the death drop. And these two shows, one being, of course, a drama, which is, you know, with all these casting characters that have been created based on, I would say, probably loosely based on real people back in the 80s. If you know anything about Paris is Burning, that was like the last that I have not seen anything like this, y'all. And for our community to get this type of recognition and be put on mainstream television, it's just my dream come true. Like, I'm trying to write a sitcom right now that represents us, like people like us. But for my trans, gay, ballroom scene people, know that they are, child, these two shows, I will just say, I am pleased with both. I'm giving both of them a round of applause. Like, I really wish I could clap right now and had the special effects in, because they are doing it well. Pose opened up with a really interesting backstory, and I will not tell or do any spoilers. I want y'all to go check it out. But My House with on Viceland, the whole documentary piece, it just shows right now in the ballroom scenes what happens, how they do to get prepared. Whereas Pose is like this weekly drama that you have to wait for. And of course, I don't have any special access to the whole season. Somebody hook my Fire Stick up, please. if you out there listening. But so I have to wait for it each week to watch it, which I will be checking for it, no problem. But I have seen a little bit of more of the My House, and I've seen a lot of ballroom videos. People that know me, I could sit there and watch ballroom videos on YouTube or on Instagram for hours, like, because that shit is just amazing to me. It's just so crazy how they had to prepare, and so, like, it's just sophisticated, and I mean, the level of difficulty what they're doing, I mean, it really, this shit could be an Olympic sport, no lie. Like, that's where I'm, like, going to that extreme with the ballroom culture. Like, the walking is not just walking. The dancing is not just dancing. You have to be able to fucking dance and have, this is an art form. It's no, just, you just can't go out there and think you about to walk and carry a category, because you will not. What they say, girl, you would get cut. Okay, anybody could get cut, honey. Don't think because you cute, you gonna be walking for realness, or you giving face, you walking for face, and no, because you pretty. No, honey, you better know that there are all types of components, and you just have to understand the culture. And they have finally put it on TV, and I'm excited for that, and I'll be checking in every week to see what they have on both shows. And that is the Pride and Prejudice segment. I'm going to keep doing that one each week. Keep checking in and just making sure in the month of June, we are paying homage to the LGBTQ community, LGBTQIA. I told y'all I'm getting better. I'm going to get better. Because, you know, this is Pride Month, man. And with that, I want to close each of these series or episodes in this series. It's late when I'm doing this. I'm fucking up a lot. Y'all bear with me. But, you know, Save to Say It, right, is the title of the series. So keep follow me now. I know I'm talking a lot. But remember, this is my perspective, my truth, my authentic self that I'm giving y'all each and every week. Y'all getting a little bit more of me. And in hoping and in doing that, I'm hoping that I can be an inspiration to somebody out there. And it's a lot that's happened this week. Just stay prayed up. Stay true to you. Reach out to somebody if you need to. Stay motivated. Remember that there is always somebody out there that can relate, right? There's somebody that can relate. So I want to end each of these episodes in this series, Save to Say It, with a quote. And each time there will be different quotes. They are quotes that are meaningful to me by people that I love. And so this week, I'm going to bring to you, if you don't know Audre Lorde, I need you to go do some homework. She's a feminist, and that's all I would say. But know your history and your heritage, especially our Black LGBTQ community. Make sure you do your homework if you don't know who Audre Lorde is. But she wrote, and I quote, "I write for those who do not have a voice because they were so terrified, because we are taught to respect fear more than ourselves. We've been taught that silence would save us, but it won't." Again, "I write for those who do not have a voice because they were so terrified. We were taught to respect fear more than ourselves. We've been taught that silence would save us, but it won't. Remember, we are all dying to live. We have been saved to say it. God gave us more time." And with that, peace. That's our show for this week. Hopefully someone walked away with something meaningful and a better understanding of the topics we discuss. Remember, I'm going to keep grinding and keep hustling to give you this dope content. If you have questions, remember, legit questions, you can always send those in to social@beingfrankmedia.com. Again, that's social, S-O-C-I-A-L, at Being Frank Media. You can now find this podcast on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and Public Radio, y'all. Your girl doing her thing. Remember to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Being Frank Media, where you can be bold, honest, and unmistakable. Peace.